With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Things are tense again tonight at UCLA, where pro-Hamas protesters refuse to leave campus. The crowd is chanting, "Shame on you," and LAPD KKK, as a large number of LAPD officers continue to arrive just outside the encampment on campus. A GoFundMe fundraiser page that was established to thank a group of patriotic fraternity brothers who defended the American flag against pro-Hamas protesters at the University of North Carolina has raised more than $300,000 so far. The page was set up to raise money to throw a party for the boys and Pi Kappa Phi at UNC Chapel Hill. Country singer John Rich posted on X, "I've made contact with the Patriots at UNC, working on a date to have a massive event to celebrate our flag and those who love her." The House passes the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act.
By a vote of 320-91, the House offered its overwhelming and bipartisan support for the bill that coincides with anti-Israel and anti-Jewish protests taking place on college campuses. It would mandate that when the Department of Education enforces its anti-discrimination laws, it use the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance. Critics argue that definition is too broad and say the bill could lead to the suppression of free speech. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Differences between the Biden administration and Israel.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is sticking to his pledge. He says he still wants to carry out an operation in the Gaza city of Rafah. That is the last Hamas stronghold in Gaza. Blinken has issued a warning against that. He says he does not want to see an Israeli operation in Rafah unless Israel can present a better and credible plan to protect the hundreds of thousands of civilians huddling in Rafah.
This is SRN News. A new poll on religion and culture.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it asks respondents whether their religious beliefs are in conflict with the cultural norms of the U.S. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say yes. 66% feel their faith puts them at odds with the culture. 36% of white mainline Protestants agree, as do 35% of black Protestants and 37% of Catholics. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court rules that West Virginia's and North Carolina's refusal to cover sex change operations for so-called transgender people with government-sponsored insurance is discriminatory. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals ruled 8-6 in the case involving North Carolina's state employee health plan and Medicaid in West Virginia. Both states appealed separate lower court rulings. Similar cases are under consideration nationwide. This is SRN News. A prominent China scientist is allowed back in his lab.
The first scientist to publish a sequence of the COVID-19 virus in China says he's been allowed back into work after days of protest. Zhang Yongzhen posted online early Wednesday that authorities had tentatively agreed to allow him and his team to return to his lab and continue their research for now. Zhang had been staging a sit-in protest outside the lab since the weekend after he and his team were suddenly notified they had to leave it, a sign of Beijing's continuing pressure on scientists conducting research on the coronavirus. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
U.S. military plans to return to Chad within a month for talks about revising an agreement that allows it to keep troops there. This followed the decision to order all U.S. troops out of the country. More details at srnnews.com.